This is the Social Geek Radio Network. From Studio Ularity in Chicago, it's the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. Our top story yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 257, or the Fast Recovery Act. It will establish a council of unelected appointees to decide what wages many small restaurant franchise owners must pay and set labor standards for the industry. IFA President and CEO Matthew Haller said, "This bill has been built on a lie, and now small business owners, their employees, and their customers will have to pay the price. This bill is a fork in the eye to franchise owners and customers at a time when it hurts the most. Underrepresented communities will be hit the hardest." Proponents of the bill said this legislation provides framework for expansion beyond the restaurant sector in California and to other states across the country. In other news, Celebre School announced it's relocating its corporate headquarters to a 25,000 square foot state-of-the-art office building in Maryland. This new office space will become a central hub for all Celebre organization brands, Celebre School, Calidae School Age Programs, and Celebre Enterprise. Richard Huffman, founder and CEO, said, "We are at a pivotal moment in Celebre's growth journey to 150 schools in the next 3 years, and believe this new corporate headquarters will support our strategic franchise expansion priorities by creating an environment designed for innovation and collaboration." Subway last week launched its first footlong pass subscription program, which discounts a sub 50% once a day throughout September, and sold out all 10,000 of the available $15 passes in 6 hours. Barb Millett, Subway's senior director of loyalty and gift cards, said the footlong pass was aimed at rewarding dedicated customers, stating, "We created the footlong pass to thank them for their loyalty as summer winds down and the pace of life picks back up." Hardee's is teaming up with Southern Grist Brewing Company to launch a beer inspired by and containing Hardee's biscuits. Strawberry biscuit ale was made by adding Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuits into the brew. Owen Klein, VP of Global Culinary Innovation for CKE Restaurants, the parent company of Hardee's, said the beer that's going on sale at Southern Grist's two tap rooms in Nashville is the third iteration of Southern Biscuit Ale. Klein described the beer as a subtly sweet and fruity ale with a really nice finish of baked goods. Apart from Southern Grist tap rooms, the brewery will also be offering samples at Nashville Brewfest this weekend and selling it at select retailers in multiple states. There are 1,700 Hardee's locations nationwide, but they are not licensed to sell beer. During Hunger Action Month in September, Papa John's and the Papa John's Foundation for Building Community announced a goal to donate 10 million meals to those in need over the next 5 years. The new commitment will blend food donations, grants to hunger relief organizations, and team member volunteer efforts that deepen the impact of longstanding work by Papa John's, its franchise partners, and the foundation to build more food-secure families in the communities they serve. Madeline Chadwick, SVP of Communications and Corporate Affairs at Papa John's, said, "This new bold goal is a demonstration of our commitment to eradicating hunger in our communities and our continued support of the organizations on the front lines of the hunger crisis." Back with People News and Career Moves, today brought to you by Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be the home of one of the leading franchising practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of services to a vast number of franchise concepts. They work with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them establish their brands and grow their businesses to the next level. The franchise practice is comprised of experienced CFE-accredited professionals providing guidance and insight to minimize uncertainty, meet compliance and contractual obligations, and stay focused on building their businesses. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at citrincooperman.com. Career moves this week include Desiree Mills is the new Director of Communications at Authority Brands. Ron Bender has been promoted to Senior Director of Franchise Development at Threshold Brands. Church's Texas Chicken appointed Tim Waddle as EVP of International Business. Portillo's announced the appointment of Mike Ellis as Chief Development Officer, replacing Sherry Abruscato, who's retiring. Orange Theory has appointed Jason Dunlop as President of International. Heritage Restaurant Brands added David Austin as VP of Information Technology. And at Ularity, Haley Brown has been promoted to Head of Front End Product, and Julie Pomaro joins as Director of Client Success. Congratulations to all, and go get them. In events news, get ready for Franchise Expo South this weekend, September 9th and 10th, at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. And next month, Franchise Expo Houston is at the NRG Center, October 7th and 8th. And this year, while you're busy boosting your brand, you can take advantage of their industry-leading education. Earn CFE credits from the IFA while meeting qualified leads. And I'll be there podcasting from the floor and talking to great franchise brand leaders. Join us. Get more information at franchiseexpo.com, and for info on available booth space at either show, contact Sheila Fisher at sheila.fisher@comexposium.com. And finally, join me Monday, September 12th, for a format change on the Social Geek Podcast. It's the first edition of our Social Geek Rockstar Show. Joining me will be franchise industry rock stars Abby Fogel from Unleashed Brands, Kristen Pahacek of Massage Lux, and IFA's Michael Lehman. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.